Big, big day coming up on Saturday. Bendigo Racing, Bendigo Jockey Club's Golden Mile. And the chairman of the board, Jack Lyons, is with us this morning. Jack, good morning to you. Welcome.
Thanks, Robbo and Steve, for having me in. I see you've dusted the chair off and welcomed me back. It's great to be here.
Yes, I know. It's been a bit like that over COVID. We've been just on our Pat Malone here. But no, it's good to be able to have people back in the studio. And it's great to be talking about what is going to be a fantastically exciting day.
Well, we're hoping to have one of the biggest crowds in Bendigo we've had now for over 12 months. We're talking up to possibly 5,000 people, which the government's allowed us to do. Obviously, a lot of things have been cancelled over the last 12 months because of COVID, so it's terrific to be able to push on with ours and get this great day, this great race day up and running. So, yeah.
It sounds like a day of fun. I reckon you get the numbers because people, as you say, have been tied up for a while, haven't they? It'd be nice to get out and about, really.
Yeah, I try and get out most weekends and talk to a few, and I want to sit on a couple of different boards and catch up with as many people as I can. And people are just sick of being at home. So, you know, I was talking to Aaron Herps, our CEO, out there early this morning, and he tells me the numbers are up better than expected, which is terrific. So, yeah.
I think the thing about a great race day is that it attracts people who love racing, but also the ones who just want a 10-buck bet and want to, frock up a bit and put on some good gear and go for a lovely social day out.
No, you're right, Robbo, but this one's an extraordinary race day. This is the standalone Golden Mile race day. So there's no metropolitan racing in Melbourne this weekend. Bendigo is the senior race card for the day on Saturday. It's the Apium Animal Health Golden Mile, supported by Chris and Jody Richards. It's the 10th Golden Mile race day we've had since 2012, since its inception. 9 race program, $1.2 million in prize money on offer. Feature races include the listed Golden Mile, and I believe one of our local trainers, Shane Fleedner, might have his horse High Stranger in that.
Right.
And he's absolutely flying at the moment. I think he's 5 for 5, 5 runners, 5 winners at the moment. So,
wow.
So I hope that continues. We've also got a listed the Guineas, the Gold Bracelet, and the Vobis Gold Rush for 2-year-olds. And that race itself is worth $250,000. So it's going to be a big day. We've also got some other local trainers as well, which is Jared Robinson. He's got Riyadh running, I think, and Brendan Herps. He's got Vungas Racing, which is, they're all local horses owned by local people. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
You've got to be pleased for the numbers, but it doesn't reflect very much on the AFL figures we're talking about, does it? Why couldn't you? Have you pushed for more, or 5,000 enough for you, do you reckon?
We haven't got danger coming up.
Don't get talking about that. No. That absolute travesty
he's up,
of justice.
Upset him.
Okay.
Danger. God.
But he accepted it. He's
accepted it.
He
did.
No, he's a good fellow. He's taken it on his shoulders. The other bloke took it on the nose. But it's going to be a great day. You know, the racing industry in Bendigo supports over 1,000 people in jobs.
Mm. Yeah, it's a huge industry right throughout Victoria, and that doesn't surprise me. That's a magnificent figure for sure. And
well, just Bendigo, like the jockeys, the trainers, the strappers, the float drivers, on-course staff and managers, the feed suppliers, there's well over 1,000 people involved. Yeah. So, you know, it's terrific that the government allowed us to race through the COVID. We had to keep a lot of exceptional rules were put in place where you couldn't get out and talk to the trainer of your horse and the jockeys and things like that. But it's all coming together. We had the new announcement the other day how they're dropping masks and they're allowing more and more people to get to these sporting events. So it's building, it's slowly building to get back to a normal a normal culture of what we had. I don't know if we'll ever get back to normal, though.
Well, you know, but still, we were talking earlier today, when you compare like what the situation we're in compared to so many people overseas that are still in more strife than the early settlers. I mean, they really are.
Yep, you're correct there, Robbo, when you say that.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to drop in this morning is we've got a marquee set up, which is called, I've got it in my notes here somewhere, Explore Bendigo.
Yep.
So we've got on board with Tourism Bendigo with Terry Karamaloudis, and we've put a marquee up, and we're trying to invite people out of Melbourne to enjoy not just the racing, but also the culture around Bendigo with all of our sporting complexes, the races, the Mary Quant up at the gallery at the moment, the trams. You know, come and see Bendigo for what it is, not just racing. But we've got on board with them. We're providing a marquee for that. It's about half full at the moment, a little bit better. But it's also for the members of the Jockey Club.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're doing a few promotions out there Saturday. I just hope it turns into a great day. We've got a complimentary bus running from the Bendigo train station every half an hour, three quarters of an hour. If you check our website, the times are on that for when it's departing and coming back and forth. So we're doing everything we can to get the locals out of their homes, out of the shopping centres and back out on the street and out to the races.
Do you have to pre-book? That's the one thing.
Yes, you do.
Right, okay.
Yes, you do. That's the catch with COVID. We need to know who's on course at all times. So that's the catch at the moment. Yeah.
Wouldn't like to be taking those phone numbers down, would you? Yeah, what's your phone number, please?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we've got plenty of capable staff out there. No, Aaron's got a great team out there, and they've been working hard for months heading towards this day. And you know, we still didn't have confirmation up until 2 weeks ago that it was definitely running and then what sort of numbers we were allowed to have. So it's been a trying time. Like, you go back to February, right up to Friday night, we were having the Morong Cup. And then on Friday night at 6 o'clock, we were told, nope, everyone to stay at home.
Like, yeah, I know.
Devastating for the Morong Cup board, but we're back. We're back a month later.
Yep, indeed. Well, I'm having a look at a shower or two, they say, in 20. So, only a shower or two. Hopefully, just put a bit of a surface on the track. It'll be just nice.
I'm not sure where you're getting your info. I'm thinking 20 and no rain, a nice day, gates open 11, and it will be fantastic. The track looks to be, it's a very heavy track at the moment, but if the showers ease off and the sun comes out, we might be back at a four or five, a soft anyway.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
Jack, really appreciate you popping in. All the very, very best with the day, not that you need. Good luck, because it's going to be a terrific day, and we wish you every success.
Thanks, Robbo. Thanks, Steve. Okay. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
No, likewise. Jack Lyons, the chairman of the board of the Bendigo Jockey Club, joining us on the wake-up call at Gold, Central Victoria.